Namaste, everyone. Welcome to Satsang with Shanti Mai. Satsang, of course, is made up of your questions, discussion topics, and inquiries. And in order to speak with Shanti Mai directly, you'll need to use the raise hand function here in Zoom, which can be found in the reactions icon at the bottom of your screen if you're on a desktop computer. Once it is your turn to speak, you'll be taken off of mute. You'll need to accept that. And then we do ask that you speak clearly into your microphone, that there isn't any background noise that could interrupt the conversation, and that you have notifications turned off so that there aren't any interruptions during the conversation between you and Shanti Mai. You'll need to also be sure that your video is on so that we can spotlight you and so that the assembly can see you. As you know, we do ask that you be here in the same way that you would be here if you were at Sachidam Ashram in Lakshmanjula. And what that means is that you are still and in one place. And if you need to get up for any reason or take a drink of water, please turn your video off so that there is no visual disturbance in the assembly. We would love for you to make a donation if you feel to, and the details for how to go about doing that can be found on the Star Media website. It's wanderingstars.com. You can also find a quick link there in the email that you used to join this Zoom satsang. You can also listen to recordings of these meetings there as well. They are usually posted within about 48 hours. Just a note for Sangha that there will be a meeting after satsang next week and probably the week after to accommodate the differences in time zone to speak about the preparation for India. So we would love for especially those who have never been or who would like to participate or who can participate in some way to please join us. In fact, all of Sangha, if you can, please join us so that we can all unify on what needs to be done and who is available so that we can be sure to be prepared for running a satsang at Sachidam for that month that we will be in India in 2024. If you have any questions about that, you can also email the tech team at starmediainfo@gmail.com. If you can't attend and would like to have information, just let us know. If you have any technical issues while you're here, please also use that email. And if you need to raise your hand and can't, you can message one of the hosts and we'll be sure that you get into the queue. And now for Premu, who has a bhajan to offer us.
Hey, Govinda. Hey, Gopala. Hey, Govinda. Hey, Gopala. Hey Vasudeva, hey Nityananda, Vasudeva, He Nityananda, Shri Radhe Radhe Radhe. Thank you. Shama Shri Radhe 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 Shama Hey Hey Govinda.
Works really well. Thank you, Premo.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. One of our favorites, huh?
Yes.
It'll fill the hall.
Oh, yes.
Move down the Ganges.
Oh, yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Into the clouds, everywhere. It will. We will. Oh. Well, 1 month is short, but okay, that's what we get. Yeah, I don't want to stay away from home for longer, and I don't really want to be in the ashram right now, but really good to go and give Maharaji a deep bow, sing in the ashram, give the ashram a blessing, take the blessing from the ashram.
Golden shower.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. There, can you hear me better now?
I can hear you absolutely fine.
Oh, thank you. Maybe it was how I can hear you, because my microphone was down. Well, thank you.
Oh, no.
Let's see if we can get Maharaji in here. And his flowers, they come every week by the kindness of somebody's heart. There. Om Shri Satche Mahaprabhu Kiche Paramatma Kiche Gurudev Bhagawan Kiche Satcha Sangha Kiche. So I was considering what to speak about. Now, of course, it's an endless array of possibilities. And the beauty way keeps coming up. It just all day, all night will not leave my awareness that this is what we should consider. And the beauty way is embodied and rooted in the Diné Indian tribe in the United States, which is called by people who are not Diné, Navajo. But they call themselves Diné. This is not, Navajo is not their name. Still, they have Navajo on their signs. Navajo Reservation, Navajo this, Navajo that. But they are the Diné according to them. Mm-hmm. And the beauty way is so... I was listening to 101 Zen koans today and poems getting ready for satsang. And they were wonderful, by the way. They're on YouTube. There was the image of the Zen garden. In Kyoto, I have been to one of the old Zen monasteries. And India and the church and nature and each other. And what is beautiful. And how in the Zen garden, just every little piece of gravel is formed to be beautiful and simple.
Everything in the Zen garden and the Zendo is extremely simple and extremely beautiful and calming. The Navajo say in the beauty way that beauty is before me, beauty is behind me, beauty is at both sides. And I'm not saying the Navajo beauty prayer exactly. And beauty moves with me through my life. I am beautiful. You are beautiful. All is beautiful. It's really accurate. And when you tune your perception to beauty, beauty will surround you, as the prayer says, before you, in front of you, or excuse me, before you, behind you, to each side. And perhaps in a time when our world is, and perhaps there's never been a time it hasn't been, but that is so upside down, chaotic, confusing, that to perceive the beauty, you don't have to seek it. You don't have to seek beauty at all. You simply choose to perceive it, and it'll come flowing in. Because it's before you, behind you, and both sides, and all around you. And it tones the atmosphere of your being. In India, or well, anywhere, Thailand, the United States, Tibet, China, Japan, Australia, every place has a temple of beauty. And the Christian church has a temple of beauty when you go in. And some of the churches here in Europe, I tell you, they're just, some of them are dead. They're just dead. There's no energy in them at all. When I went to Kiev, the churches were really dead. They were painted so beautifully, so you could, you know, there that was. But inside, they were hollow and energyless, and almost like they didn't have a heart. Mm-hmm. There was no heart in it. Now, I only went into two, so it could be that there were many that were extraordinary. Indeed, the people had filled with their presence and their love of beauty. Mm-hmm. So that the energy had remained. So some of the churches, I go into churches often and light candles for the world. Mm-hmm. And does it do any good? I don't know. I never question it, whether it does any good or not. So that's a kind of action without motive. Mm-hmm. We do go in, we do light the candle. It is for the world, but the fruits of that action, I have no question about that. Why would I? If I have a question about it, I wouldn't light the candle. Yeah. That's a fact. So the temples are beautiful and made to be beautiful. But the Diné, the Navajo, have another element of this beauty way, which is a very important element of the beauty way. And that is to find beauty, to perceive beauty in everything. And in everyone. Because it's there. And in our some of our most challenging moments or times, we can find, we can perceive, we can discover the beauty in everything and anything whatsoever when we decide to do so. So the beauty way always plucks out the blessing, always plucks out the jewel in the hardship, plucks out the beauty in the normal, natural, everyday stuff, and insists to discover the beauty in hardship, in war, and people who are very difficult in life. This is probably the most challenging part of the beauty way. And the Diné, the Navajo, live by this. Mm-hmm. And they find what I would call God. I repeat to you that I don't know what God is in any way, shape, or form. My view is God is undefinable, cannot define. And that's not just a way out of saying, well, I just can't define it. Oh, no. That's not just a way out. It's undefined. God is undefinable. I cannot even say it's. It's too far away. That's too far away. The is too far away. Everything that I am, all beings are perceiving as is and will be throughout eternity, whatever occurs in the uncultivated outpouring of life, creation, might be the very smallest definition. I don't mean small, I mean inaccurate definition possible. But that's the way I see it. And I don't know how you see it, but that's the way I see it. I love the word God because, well, it irritates people, and I love to irritate people. I love to love them too. But I like to irritate them. Sometimes it sends them into considering things, shutting down what they thought before and being still. And sometimes it comes back at me like, but it's all good and it's all beautiful. So the beauty way brings us to a soothed heart, a deeper understanding. And eventually, like the word God or mystery or whatever word we can use as an arrow, a direction to see. The word beauty just disappears. The definition of beauty disappears because in the 101 koans, I was inspired to create a koan, probably not a classical, because I don't know the form of the classical, but beauty, see if I can remember. Beauty need not be beauty to be beauty. And sometimes we think of beauty as whatever Vogue magazine or the trendiness puts it out. sometimes it's really not in its vision, but you have to find it anyhow. If you want to go the beauty way, you can go the beauty way. You can give yourself a month sadhana to every single minute of every single day. Perceive the beauty in everything. Mm-hmm. Yes, when you can extract the beauty in the way the world is, and the way that it is with you and who you would call maybe an adverse adversary or an enemy or whatever, because you collect it, you collect this extraordinary experience in one atmosphere of beauty. And what is very ugly must be beautiful. And what is very hard must be beautiful. And sitting in nature and receiving the beauty, you will be receiving the teachings of nature. And they are really, really extraordinary. I remember the story of the Zen master. We were talking about this the other day when our dog, our beagle, caught a rabbit, a young rabbit. Well, that's what beagles do. They're hunters. And people would, I don't know why, because, everybody is subsiding, existing on everything. I don't know why we are so emotional and sentimental about nature and what nature does naturally. I find it really odd because we do the same thing. We are hunters too, but we cease to personalize when we see another do it. Mm-hmm. Then we bring in our sorrow about how it's so cruel. So anyhow, the Zen master was sitting in the garden. He's sitting in a beautiful garden, beautiful garden. And one of the monks came up and he said, "Look, master, look here. Look. These little baby mice were just born. Aren't they beautiful?" And the word beauty comes up a lot today, no? And the Zen master yelled at him and he said, "Put those babies back with their mother immediately. Never take those babies away from their mother." So he did. He saw the urgency in it, and he did. And a week later, he came to the Zen master. He says, "The cat ate the mice, the baby mice." And the Zen master said, "Cats eat mice." That's right. Mm-hmm. So the beauty way. If anybody wishes to take that sadhana for a month, please let me know how you're proceeding. Not a long letter, please, but let me know. Long letters are hard for me to read because they are. Anyone who'd like to have a conversation at this time, I think we've spoken about the beauty way in a sense that you could proceed. Mm-hmm. I'll wait. Okay, I'll be with you in just a moment. This really, the beauty way is a light shining in the mantra Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishate Om Shanti 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 Om Shanti 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 is part of the mantra. We rarely say it, but it's part of the mantra. And it means, for those who have never heard it, and so many of us have this mantra embedded and our heart. This is perfect. The mice get eaten by the cat, put the babies back with their mother immediately. That is perfect. From the perfect springs the perfect. Take the perfect from the perfect, and only the perfect remains. Om, peace, peace, peace. So, Michael. Oh, this is Michaela. Yes. Huh? Yes, hi.
Namaste, Shantimai.
Namaste. How are you?
I'm emotional. I love the words. But I didn't sleep last night. And some of the time I'm fine, but a month ago my family came to stay, and I think I spoke to you about them before.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter, now beautiful baby, who's 10 months, and the son-in-law. And it was really difficult. And then there was a moment when I got triggered and I spoke something, and then it went really bad. And then I immediately didn't say anything else, but the time with them staying was very bad. Well, it was beautiful. And it was really challenging. And then we discovered that we had fleas in my home, and that was another thing to deal with. And I was constantly cleaning and vacuuming, and because it was quite bad. But I just really, really struggled, because I probably will not have them stay with me in future time, but they did stay with me then. And I felt...
Hello, this was a month ago that they stayed with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we already went over that part. So what's new?
So what's new is my heart needing to let go of resentment or, yeah...
Why don't you do that? Why don't you do that? Since you know that, why don't you go ahead and complete that?
Yeah, yeah. The other piece is feeling some shame.
No. Let's not go to the other piece until you...
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I guess it's also asking for prayer, because it was really tricky.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, and yeah.
This was a month ago.
Yeah.
Time has passed. And actually, one way to... I absolutely have a hard time with the idea of letting go. I would say release, because people don't really let go. It's like this. I was doing this the other day. This is letting go.
Yeah.
This is how most people do it, but this is really letting go.
Yeah.
So to talk about letting go, I get it but people don't let go.
Yeah.
No. Why do you want to relive that situation? Why do you want to relive that situation again and again and again and again and again? What is that anxiety doing for you? Is it justifying your position? Or, I mean, why do you even bother with the past?
I think it's a fear thing, and it's about...
Well, and a fear thing you are creating.
Yeah.
But you are creating fear, and you are creating anxiety, because you are looking in the past and you are not resolved with the past, that it's gone, basically.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, it's not just yeah. That's the key to your liberation from this situation. And you want liberation from this situation. I can feel it. And you keep going, this is not just you. This is the way things happen, it seems. Going over and over and over and over and over and over and over. And your heart is telling me, you are telling me, that I want peace. I don't want this anymore. So which is it?
Peace.
I love that you answered that like that, like lightning. So then you're going to have to work with that. You're going to have to offer the great work of the past is gone. Well, that ought to do it right there. And there are people you may not get along with. Just because you give birth to somebody does not mean that you're going to get along with them.
Yeah.
And you can easily love. As long as it's not emotional, everyone. If it's emotional, sometimes it is emotional, but the emotion rises and gives a very beautiful uplifting, like nature does. Yeah. But if it's an emotion that constantly puts anchors in your feet and you're dragging around a big weight called love, it's not love.
Yeah.
We cannot talk about it anymore, except that it's in the past. So that should open up. But you will continue to think about it, yes or no?
I don't wish to. No. I don't want to think about it.
Don't.
And I realize why I think about it. I think about it so I won't let it happen again, to have a boundary.
That's an excuse. No, 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 no.
Serve me.
No, ain't gonna happen. Not going here. That won't work with me. Doesn't work with you either.
No.
You know. Not a word. You already know the boundary. You don't want it to happen. That's that. You don't have to, you know, you understand the trickiness of thought.
Yeah.
You can laugh about it. If you laugh about it, it's all the better. Because we all go through this. It doesn't make you stupid. It doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't make you a wrong person. It doesn't make you foolish. It doesn't make you anything, actually. It gives you the opportunity to proceed exactly as you know is really clarifying and good for you.
Yeah.
I'm not the person who will permit an excuse or any of it. I'm not. And that's why you came to me. I'll tell you that. Go ahead.
Peace. That's what I wish for. And I really take this in. It's past. And it's
you know, let's look at wish too. Let's get right down to the core. Let's just dig it out. Let's go to the marrow of the bone. To wish means that it'll be some other time.
Okay,
wishes are great. I'm all for wishes. I wish you the very best right now, so we can make a wish imminent. But usually it's an off-putting moment. Everybody here is going, we have an assembly here. They know exactly what you're going through. We all do. We all do. We know. Everybody goes through this. These are doors of the Dharma. But you have to stop making excuses. You have to stop wishing for the future and just let the past be the past. No regrets for the past. None. Zero. People love their regrets.
Yeah.
They just gather them up and put them in the drawer and look through them every once in a while and feel really crappy about them. You know, what you're showing me is really beautiful. You know 100% what needs to occur. You know to dance around in excuses doesn't work. You know to leave the past be the past. No regrets for the past because we have this moment to be alive. And that's where it changes. You know where the limit is. You know everything. Everything.
Everything.
This spirituality is only fruitful when one cultivates the way. Sometimes it takes time, sometimes it's automatic, but it's only fruitful when you weed the garden, is when you get the best harvest. No.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I feel gratitude. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. Let's go with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, today's theme, so to speak, the beauty way, find the beauty in it. Because there is beauty in it. Mm-hmm. And you may not want to have anything to do with your family whatsoever in terms of having them over or going even to see them. Hello? Yeah, how you doing? Bye. Love you. See you in another life. I'm just playing, but who knows? You have a work to do in your life, and it's a great work. And they are helping you, actually.
Yeah.
I always say you can turn around eventually and give them, put their picture on the altar of your heart and give them big pranam, thank you. You don't have to tell them if they don't. You just tell yourself, thank you for this opportunity to really get in and be clear and true to myself. And in being so, I would be true to you. I would be true to all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big gift.
You're a big gift.
Thank you.
And your family's a big gift. The situation is a big gift. The Dharma door is wide open, and it looks like a little uphill, but it's not a hard climb. You need only to be very straight with yourself about what we have spoken of. That's all.
Yeah. Thank you. So really helpful. Really, really helpful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have this moment, you know, I want to say this before we go. You have this moment to live. No other time do you have. And what you fill it with is always up to you. Even if somebody brings on to you hardship, you do have ways to move through it. A wonderful, wonderful challenge, really. Wonderful challenge. And you must come through in love and not emotional love, love of God's creation.
Yeah.
When you are in a neutral space, somebody the other day said that neutrality, they didn't quite understand it. It means look at the sky and imagine all of the cosmos that hang in space space is neutral. The sun is neutral. The sun shines, the light shines on a murderer or a saint, the same. And through that, you actually get an amazing vision, even though you'll never agree with the murderer and you might be suspect of the saint, you'll see something very important. Mm-hmm. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so much.
Very welcome. Well, I guess satsang is over because we don't have another person who wants to put something on the altar. So I will say namaste. If you're just holding me here, Juan, that's my goodness.
Namaste, Shanti Mai.
He's more native than you.
Yeah, he is indeed.
He is beautiful. And you didn't even write to me and say he was around.
Yeah, I did.
Did I write back to you?
Yeah, I think so. But this was 5 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amando.
He's much prettier than you or Rebecca.
Yeah, but
he just looks so native. He's beautiful.
Yeah.
Your son.
Yeah.
That must be something special for a man to have a boy.
Yeah, it is actually.
Yeah. Don't talk to him about whether he's a girl or not. He's a boy.
Yeah, we...
Skip that whole thing.
Yeah, no need. That's for sure. Yeah. Now we have some talks that he teaches me a language and like we have some special talks that we understand in another language, and it's so fun to have that. He has a voice. Now he's very surprised. He loves it. He normally does not in front of the screen, obviously, but now it is something else than just a screen.
Yeah, he's not sure about it, is he?
Yeah, I guess he likes the red of your shawl. He likes colors. Yeah. Well, we just wanted to say hello and namaste. I'd love to be around satsang.
I'm so glad that you brought him forward. He's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes. He's really beautiful. How does Iris like him?
Yeah, she loves him. Yeah. Also, he can be very, very cute with him.
I bet.
Yeah.
Well, now your family's complete.
Yeah, that's how it feels very much. Yeah, we are happy. Intense work, but very, very happy.
Yeah, what if you took the word intense away?
So work.
Take the word work away.
Ah, yeah. Intense.
Take it away.
Ah, yeah, that's true. That happens often also. It just left with, indescribable.
Yeah, you're just left with the way it is, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Shortcut.
Give Rebecca and Iris a hug for me, please.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you too. Take care now.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Wasn't he beautiful? Isn't he beautiful? Yeah. He's really, really sweet. Yashoda. Yashodhara Shimananda. Am I going to get you on the screen here? There. Your mic is not on.
Yes.
Namaste, Shanti Mai. Namaste.
Namaste.
I was so inspired when you spoke about the temple, the Zen temple, and also about Navajo Indian.
Yes, beginning. Yes.
Because this week we have a big ceremony here close to Munich, where from all continents, the indigenous people, the people come from America, from all continents, and make a celebration for 4 days.
Wonderful.
And I will be there. I have the honor to be there. I was invited.
Nice.
I wanted to ask you, it's close to Nuremberg, so if somebody wants to come there, it's still open.
It's close to what?
To Nuremberg.
Uh-huh, Nuremberg.
Mm-hmm. Nuremberg. And it's called Kiva Ceremony, Kiva. And
wonderful.
I want to ask you about the Navajo beauty. I felt that it wasn't completed, what you wanted to say.
Well, I feel that what I wanted to say is completed, but if there's a question that you would like to ask, then please. You know, you have, of course it's complete. You gather out of your experience what is, first of all, beauty to you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That can be in nature, that can be in a lovely man, woman, child, house, whatever. And then when the challenge comes, you find the jewel there. What is the beauty in this challenge? And it is, it's always there. And what you would consider ugly and repulsive and disagreeable, you find the beauty in that. And you still may find it disagreeable, but you find the beauty in it. And you can even find the beauty in the disagreeable, in that quality that I disagree with this. I disagree with war. I disagree with this. I disagree with that. But I always say, well, for me, this is how it is. I gather everything into a totality, like I accept what I don't accept. I doubt what I doubt. And I love God's creation, so it's very easy. And I really love God's creation. I don't know what it means, but I do. Totally, without question. And everything that dwells within it, whether I agree with it or not. So the beauty way brings all of that forward. And it's always with you, always with you. You don't have to go out seeking it. Beauty is before me. Beauty is behind me. Beauty is both sides of me. Beauty walks with me. So it's not just what's appealing. Sometimes I'm getting cold chills. Sometimes it's what's absolutely unappealing. Absolutely hard to accept. Could move into a hatred, a resentment, all of these dualistic, and to find the jewel in it, to find the beauty in it, because as Michaela was showing, she's having a very hard time, very hard time, and there's resentment, and there's hurt feelings, and there's all of this. There's also beauty in it, because she's being given an opportunity to resolve in her heart now that everything is whatever it is, and I have this moment to live. And in this moment, things change. In this moment, I see the beauty in it. Oh, the beauty is the possibility. So I do feel that I have said what I wanted to say. And if you have any question about that, then I would be happy to accommodate you if I could answer it. I don't know if I can answer it. I don't have any answers for myself, let alone for anyone else. We have a way of speaking that draws people into themselves. This is what I would say.
Yes, thank you for completing for me this, repeating this in the depths. It was very wonderful. I will go through the world with this kind of eyes, and thank you.
Wonderful. You know, you have this recording.
Yes.
Yeah. Because those are kind of the steps. First, you see the prettiness and everything, and the wonder. I mean, again, I'm getting cold chills. For me to see the beauty and the wonder is more than enough. And I never want to miss it. And it dissolves also. It goes by the moment. As the moment dissolves, the beauty also dissolves and reappears. And all of this, you know, it's a very deep jnani way. It's a very deep wisdom way to move along the beauty way. It sounds kind of like, well, you know, window shopping, but it's profoundly deep and profoundly transforming. Mm-hmm. And in the end, you don't know what beauty is, but you cannot move without the perception of it as yourself and your experience and beyond. And it doesn't have to be pretty. And it doesn't have to shine. It can look really tough. But when you seek for what it is that is brings potential forward in God's creation, it's stunningly beautiful. So simple.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you too.
Thank you very much.
Have a wonderful time.
Yes, thank you. You too.
While you're there, chant a Gayatri mantra for Satya, for all.
Okay, yes, I will do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Namaste.
We're going to close now. You might go the beauty way one day, then you'll go two, then you go three. All of these ways, whether Zen, whether the beauty way, whether Christianity, whether Buddhism, whether shamanism, whether nature, no matter which way you go, and we can go many ways, mm-hmm. but we're always on one trajectory, one path. Mm-hmm. So as a pathway to Compostela has many, 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 many different environments that you walk through, huh? And that you can learn from. But the path is very straight, is it not? Okay. Yeah, we have great fortune because we have that ability to open up and understand what may be contradictory language to some people. We see how it works for everyone. Mm-hmm. How it transfers over from Christianity to Navajo, from Navajo to Zen, from Zen to nature. It all culminates in your own heart and how you proceed. So we have a very lovely possibility in Satya to touch and to be touched by many ways and to keep straight on the trajectory to the heart and beyond. Namaste. I'm still here, Primo.
Wonderful. Govinda Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe, Govinda Radhe,
Govinda Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe. Bhakta Vatsala, Tu Mama Priya, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe. Priya Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe. Bhakta Vatsala, Tu Mama Priya, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe. Bhakta Vatsala, Priya, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe. Bhakta Vatsala, Tu Mama Priya, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe. Bhakta Vatsala, Bhagavata Priya, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe. Bhakta Vatsala, Tu Mama Priya, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe. Bhakta Vatsala, Bhagavata Priya, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe. Bhakta Vatsala, Tu Mama Priya, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe. Bhakta Vatsala, Bhagavata Priya, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe.
You have my prayers, Michaela. You have to do the work. Okay. Thank you, Prema.
Thank you, Shanti Mai. And it's a blessing to see all of you for the satsang. Next weekend, satsang will be the later satsang. So Lord willing, if the creek don't rise, we'll see you all next week. Namaste. Namaskar.